time was going by so fast. We couldn't believe it. And we just, like, you'd stand there on the street, and all of a sudden, whoosh, there'd be 1 hour gone right there. Then you walk over there by the lamppost, and you just look down and look around. It was getting dark already, and whoosh, there it was, already 2 in the morning. And my gosh, it's just time just kept rolling by, just kept rolling by. I zipped up my coat, and all of a sudden I realized that I was home, unzipping my coat. That's how fast time went. I did not understand what was happening. The world was just like spinning around. Cars would stop at certain locations, that they'd end up just instantly where they're supposed to be, and people came out confused all over the place. They were looking out windows, and they were standing all over the place. They were in malls looking at each other, wondering what was going on. Even the people behind the counters, they were giving change for things. They had no idea what was even going on. And within 20 minutes, everything was sold in the entire store. How did it happen in such a short period of time? And the delivery trucks, they had already been there and gone. This is just the most wild, craziest, unbelievable thing I've ever seen or even heard of. Now, why was it happening? That was the question. Was the earth spinning too fast? Was the earth rolling around? Was it bouncing off some kind of atmospheric pressure or some type of gamma ray or something like that, or X-ray or some other kind of array? Sun rays? Who knows? Something was happening. This universe was almost like being inside of a goldfish bowl or some kind of a oddity of some sort, some kind of a weird mixed gel of all kinds of crazy things. And that's why John Bobtail jumped up and said, I know where we're going. And everybody looked at him and said, yeah, right, sure, you know where you're going. Yeah, I'm going over to the corner. I'm going to stand there and wait for the bus. Oh, okay. They said, that's fine, you go over there and sit down and wait for them. He was already gone, and the bus was gone. Everything happened so quick, and he was already gone, long gone. It's already been 35 minutes since he told us that he was going to go. Time was just like instant. Somebody across the street came over to say hi, and they already went home. It was already done and over with. How is this happening? I did not understand. And that's why I pulled out the book out of my back pocket and I looked at it and said, the hypothetical possibilities of a tangent that was not possible within the next generation. Whatever that meant, I had no idea, but I started to read it anyway. And I started to read all these calculations and some equations of some sort. I don't know what kind they were, but I could figure it out. I knew that it was to the 10th power of the hypothesis of the obtuse angle and something to that effect. But I really couldn't grasp the whole idea because page 76 was missing. Now what was I going to do? And who would take that page anyway? Who in their right mind would take a page like that when you needed it to complete the process? And now I had to find out who wrote the book. I was going to go find out right from the source. So I got on my phone and started dialing. Unfortunately, I was dialing the zip code. And you can't do that. You got to dial the actual phone number. Holy smokes, I was just giving it confused. And all of a sudden, he was on the phone. Hello? Yes. Oh, well, how did that happen already? Yes, I was wondering if you could tell me what the answer to the equation to that problem, that mathematical problem. Hello? Yeah, well, our conversation was done already, and I still didn't get the answer. How did that happen? What the heck is going on here? Oh, my shoes. They're already off. And I'm home already. It's bedtime. Everything is just changing so quick, and time is passing by so fast. I've got to get up in the morning already, and it's lunchtime, and it's the next day. Time is really zipping by now. Time is going by so fast that I can't even keep track of the time. It's beyond my comprehension. And I was going to put in for a vacation, but it's already been done. I've been back. I'm back already. And I don't even know where I've been. I think it was Hawaii, something like that. I had to check my log and see where I was, my little journal that I keep. Look at that, it's full. And I don't remember writing a thing. And all this stuff was happening, and I don't even remember any of it. I didn't know what to do now. I was going to go down to the bowling alley, but I realized I've already been there, and I'm back already. Things are just getting out of hand. I don't know why. Reaching in my pocket for some change to see what I have, and I've already got the candy bar on my table. It's happening that fast. I don't know the parts in between the time periods. I can come to one point to the other, but what happened in between? And to top it off, I've been writing down everything, but I don't remember it mentally, but I wrote it down and I know what happened. I know what happened because I wrote it down. Time is still when you're going through it, but when you look back, it's like a snap of a finger. It's just a click. It's a just like that. Every time. Time periods going, week after week, month after month. Time is zipping by, and I was already getting gray hair. I don't know where the time was going. It was just happening, this jumbled up mess that we're in this universe where the stars are going round and round, and they're going around some other star, and the planets going around those stars, and moons around those planets, and everything is going all over the place, and it's just one big soup of universe. One big universe like a big bowl of soup, just spinning and twirling and bouncing all over the place. Oh, jeez, I was already trying to stand up, and my cane was in my hand. I couldn't believe it. I looked down, and there it was in my hand. I got a cane already. How did that happen? It just automatically happened. I look in the mirror and, oh, look at that. My hair is gray and the wrinkles on my face and my shoulders are hunched. I don't know what's happening. It's just unbelievable. I'm just gonna have to go sit down already. And I was already up washing my hands, getting ready for dinner. And oh my gosh, twice now I've counted time sequences. That's where you count from the beginning to end. And I just started and then I ended right away. The in-between part was missing. But I wrote it down. Every single time I said time, I wrote it down. I got a whole 5-6 pages of time within the last hour or two. Time is just zipping by. I don't know where I'm going to go now. I'm going to have to try to figure something out. And I was already at the front door of the clinic. I had to go inside. I had to let him know what was happening. Couldn't help it, but I turned my head to the left, and there was that faucet with the big, tall stem of the faucet handle and the faucets, and I was already in the waiting room. The doctor was going to be in here any minute, and I had to explain to him exactly what was going on, and when the doctor was leaving the room, he said, "I'll be back in about 20 minutes. What did he talk about? I don't even remember him talking to me. But he had some papers that he left behind, and I looked at him, and I was just starting to read them, and all of a sudden, he was standing there looking at me, and he had the papers in his hand. I didn't even see him come in to pick them up. And he had the papers in his hand, and he was trying to explain to me what I had. I had some kind of a situation that was possibly contracted from some kind of a space dust, he said. It's happening to a lot of people all over the place, and that's why there's so much confusion. And then he put his hand up on his forehead like that, and he wiped his hand up over the top of his head, and when he did that, you could see something happen. He was like, his eyes got really big, and his hair was just like being wiped away. And his head was just bulged. He was like he was holding it back, and it just started to protrude up again. And it was like twice as big as it was as I saw it just a few minutes ago. And his eyes were so big, and they were getting darker and darker. And his mouth was getting smaller, and he was even changing color. He had a real thin mouth, and his nose was small, and he had big eyes and a big forehead, and he was kind of a grayish color. I don't know why this was happening, but it was happening. I'm telling you, it was happening. It was absolutely real. It was really happening. And I had to get out of there. I had to get out. And within 2 seconds, if there is such a thing as 2 seconds, I turned away and I started to walk. But as soon as I started to walk, I felt like I was on some kind of a slippery surface. And I found myself looking up to the doorway, and I was on some kind of a craft. It was like a spacecraft. And I was going in. I was being drawn in. I was being drawn in. I was being pulled in, mentally, physically. I was being pulled in.
I was being pulled in. I couldn't stop. I was trying to hold back, but I couldn't. I was being pulled in. Pulled in. I was being pulled in. Pulled in. Pulled in. Pulled in.